This is Radio Nepal. I'm Dela Prasai with the news. The headlines first. 8 people die in an accident at Salyan this morning. Election Commission implementing Election Code of Conduct from today for November 20, federal and provincial elections. Nepali Congress decides to amend proportional category candidates' name list submitted to Election Commission. Over 25,000 dengue cases reported in Nepal since mid-July, and Ukraine accuses Russia of two major gas pipelines attack in Europe. Now the news in detail. 8 people have died on the spot in a jeep accident that occurred at Salyan at early morning today. The jeep was heading towards Kapurkot rural municipality of Salyan district from Kohalpur or Banki. Police said that the deceased had been identified as jeep driver 21 years old Jeet Bahadur Bohora, 37 year old Tharma Oli, 40 years old Top Bahadur Oli, and his 11 years old son Basanta Oli, 30 years old Suresh Khatri, 70 years old Kumlal Oli, 55 years old Kumari Oli, and 35 years old Lalit Oli. Meanwhile, 35 years old Tilak Oli has sustained injuries in the accident. He is undergoing treatment at Tulsipur Provincial Hospital. Police cited uncontrolled speed as the cause of the accident. The bus had veered off some 150 meters from the road. The Election Commission is implementing the Election Code of Conduct 2022 from today for the upcoming November 20 federal and provincial elections. Spokesperson of the Commission, Shaligram Sharma Paudil, said that the Election Commission seeks cooperation from all sides to implement and adhere to the Code of Conduct. The Election Commission had published the Code of Conduct in the Nepal Gazette on the 29th of August. Meanwhile, the Election Commission is doing homework to fix the election expenditure limit for the candidates and parties for elections. The Election Commission held consultation with political parties yesterday in this regard. Chief Election Commissioner Dinesh Kumar Thapaliya said that the decision would be taken after holding discussions on the suggestions received from the political parties. The political parties have suggested increasing the expenditure limit. The Nepali Congress has decided to amend the proportional category candidates' name list submitted to the Election Commission. Organizing a press meeting at party headquarters in Sanepa yesterday, Nepali Congress spokesperson Dr. Prakash Charan Mahat said the process of amending the candidates' name list was initiated and it would be completed before the deadline given by the Election Commission. Accepting the need of correction on the list, spokesperson Mahat said the problem came due to time constraint. On the occasion, spokesperson Mahat also urged to provide suggestions from various media to draft the election manifesto of the party. Leader Mahat also took time to criticize the president's step of not authenticating the citizenship bill. He also added that the move has deprived Nepali youths from the rights to citizenship. Minister for Education, Science and Technology Devendra Poudal has signed the Country Programme Framework, CPF, related to the International Atomic Energy. With the signing of the CPF during the 66th General Conference of the International Atomic Energy Agency, IAEA, Nepal is eligible for receiving cooperation from the IAEA in the areas of radiation safety and nuclear security and others. The minister also addressed the 66th session of the IAEA. According to the permanent mission of Nepal to the United Nations in Vienna, Education Minister Poudal said Nepal has always remained committed to the peaceful use of nuclear technology. He highlighted Nepal's various policy measures it has adopted in the field of nuclear science and technology. Education Minister Paudel is leading the Nepali delegation to the IAEA-RCA ministerial level meeting and the 66th General Conference of the IAEA going on in Vienna since September 26. Nepal has reiterated the need for a peaceful end to the war in Ukraine. During his address to the 77th session of the United Nations General Assembly UNGA in New York yesterday, Foreign Secretary Bharadwaj Paudel said dialogue and negotiations were the need of the hour to end the hostilities in Ukraine. Secretary Paudel also expressed his heartfelt condolences to those who died in the incidents of violence in Ukraine. Addressing the UNGA, the Foreign Secretary expressed his concerns regarding the livelihood of the Afghan people after the Taliban's reconquest of the landlocked country. Paudel highlighted the need for concrete climate action to combat global warming and climate change. Foreign Affairs Secretary Paudel, who is leading the Nepali delegation to the UNGA this year, addressed the assembly on behalf of Nepal. The Ministry of Health and Population has said the dengue infection has spread to 76 districts across the country. As per the recent update, the total dengue infection in the country since mid-July has reached to 25,543. During this time period, 32 people have also died due to dengue infection. President Vidyadevi Bhandari launched a booklet that focuses on the issue of children. Amidst a ceremony organized at the office of the President yesterday, President Bhandari launched the book themed Children Are the Glory of the Nation. Speaking on the occasion, children's rights activist Gauri Pradhan stressed the need of enabling local governments for the protection of children's rights. You're listening to Radio Nepal 8M English News Bulletin. We continue with the international updates now. Four referendums have ended in Russian-held regions of Ukraine, votes of which Moscow may use as grounds to annex more territory. Moscow installed officials in the regions are now claiming almost total support among those who took part in the disputed votes in joining Russia. The polls were denounced as a sham by Ukraine's government and its allies. The votes were held in the breakaway eastern regions of Donetsk and Luhansk. Up to 4 million people were asked to vote in the war-torn regions, which make up about 15% of Ukraine's territory. Meanwhile, Ukraine has accused Russia of causing leaks into major gas pipelines to Europe in what it described as a terrorist attack. Ukrainian presidential adviser Mykhailo Podolyak said the damage to Nord Stream 1 and 2 was an act of aggression towards the EU. Seismologists reported underwater blasts before the leaks emerged. The operator of Nord Stream 1 said the undersea lines had simultaneously sustained unprecedented damage in one day. Denmark's Defence Command has released footage of the leaks, which shows bubbles at the surface of the Baltic Sea near the island. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. Forecasting Division says the weather is likely to be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at a few places in Province 1, Madhesh Province, Bagmati Province and Gandaki Province, and at one or two places in the rest of the provinces. Kathmandu's weather report now. Maximum temperature of 29.5 degrees Celsius and minimum temperature of 17.6 degrees Celsius. With this news, we have come to the end of this bulletin. But before we wrap up the headlines once again. Eight people die in an accident at Salyan this morning. Election Commission implementing election code of conduct from today for November 20 federal and provincial elections. Nepali Congress decides to amend proportional category candidates' name list submitted to Election Commission. Over 25,000 dengue cases reported in Nepal since mid-July. And Ukraine accuses Russia of two major gas pipelines attacking Europe. Well, that's all that we have for this edition. Our next English News edition is at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.radionepal.gov.in for more news and online programs. Stay tuned, stay safe and have a good day.